A ministry responds quickly to cholera in Haiti. AIDS is hitting Lesotho hard, and a translation team wants you to eat, drink, and get biblical. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 250 people are dead in just over a week in Haiti as an outbreak of cholera has hit that beleaguered nation. According to reports, 3,000 people have been infected with the disease that spread through contaminated water. Compassion International's Kathy Redmond says some of their kids have been affected.
We have three of our children who have been hospitalized. One of the children has lost their mother and their uncle to it.
Redmond says staff members are going to each house assessing health needs and teaching them how to prevent waterborne diseases. Since Compassion was expecting this problem, they were able to treat the water and keep infections relatively low. Redmond's encouraging you to sponsor a child, but not just for their physical needs.
For $38 a month, you get interventions like this. The child is able to go to a church project, learn the gospel, be educated about hygiene, about health issues, just everything that you could ever want would be there.
Call our resource line to get connected. Next, estimates say the AIDS rate in Lesotho is 25%, but missionaries there say it's closer to 60. An International Mission Board missionary couple says everyone's dying out before they have a chance to reach them with the gospel. The couple has visited villages where every person has AIDS and one of many pulmonary diseases. The spiritual condition is just as bad. Missionaries are needed now more than ever to bring the hope before death. More at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. After setbacks, sleepless nights, and years of sheer hard work, the seventh edition of Operation World was officially unveiled at Lausanne. It's affectionately called the Prayer Encyclopedia for the Global Church. Published by Biblica, Operation World's author Jason Mandrake says,
"The whole purpose of Operation World is to inform Christians about the rest of the world, to mobilize them for prayer and for ministry to the neediest places in earth."
It's the first update in 9 years. Mandrake is praying that through this book, the unevangelized will be evangelized, the suffering will find relief, and the church will be mobilized to fulfill the Great Commission. To help launch Operation World and to encourage worldwide prayer, Mandrake says,
"We're doing a live, a global prayer event on the 9th of November, and we're running it twice in that day, and you can see that at the website itself, and we're going to have other guests as part of that prayer event."
You can sign up. We'll connect you at our Facebook fan page. Meanwhile, over 4 million people will die of starvation this year. But just 10 cents is the difference between life and death for some of them, thanks to Global Aid Network and their partners in places throughout Africa. Gain is packing up storage containers and getting things in place for the distribution of the 10-cent meals, but they're in need of funds to get them on site. The meals have a full day's nutritional value, but more importantly, it comes with the love of Christ. Our website has more. And Bible translation will only slow without thousands of hands on deck.
I believe the number is 2,252 languages that have not one word of Scripture in their mother tongue.
Wycliffe Associates' Don Skeckel continues,
"The greatest threat to Bible translation in general, in my opinion, is either complacency or an inability to get the word out."
Wycliffe Associates may not be able to do much about the complacency, but they can more than handle getting the word out. Within the next 4 weeks, the ministry will host 145 banquets across the United States, encouraging people to get involved.
The purpose is to let people know that there are opportunities that they have, they can take advantage of, to be part of the Bible translation process.
Visit our website to find a banquet site near you so you can get involved in Bible translation with the skills and gifts God's given you. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The biographies of missionaries are compelling. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic. Jungle Pilot, it's the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint from his early years to his work with MAF in Ecuador. This is the last week to get your copy of Jungle Pilot. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on our link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.